Kevin R. Novak deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Have you ever considered that the majority is wrong when it comes to civil government school education? Here in the United States, we're used to citing the people and their will when it comes to determining what is proper. Usually that citation carries with it the message of majoritarianism, which holds that the majority rules. But majoritarianism can't be the dispositive way of saying what is proper. It can be a convenient way of trying to justify your position, but it isn't necessarily dispositive. I say that because majority positions oftentimes developed from minority positions. In other words, sometimes the minority of people say something is wrong, and later a majority of the people then say that the same something is not wrong. So how can majoritarianism be the way to determine what is right and wrong when the majority was previously in the minority? When they were in the minority, they were wrong, and isn't something once wrong always wrong? I bring this up because sometimes parents who send children to a civil government school feel comforted by how other Christian parents do the same thing. There can be strength in numbers suggesting that the majority position is the right position. This is an uncomfortable thought, but has it ever occurred to you that the right thing to do in today's society is exactly what most Christians aren't doing? In American society, Bible-believing Christians seem to be in the minority, and even then, so many of them seem to think like humanists. Many Christians don't even know what humanism is. So, couldn't it be said here that a small number of Christians have it right in holding that it is a sin to send a child to a civil government school? Couldn't it be said that a minority of the minority has it right? I think a minority of the minority does have it right. Children ought not be sent to a civil government school. I'll go even further, though. A minority of the minority of the minority can state even more confidently the civil government has no right to operate a school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.